Exclusive: Juanita Broderick on Bill Clinton's Jeffrey Epstein statement, "Your denials are worthless." By Aaron Klein on July 11, 2019. Bill Clinton rape accuser Juanita Broderick maintains the former president's statement claiming that he knows nothing about Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes involving sex trafficking and minors is worthless. "Your denials are worthless, Bill Clinton," Broderick told Breitbart News. She continued, "You raped me in 1978. I have had to live with that horrific memory all these years while you made statements of denial through your attorneys. You were too much of a coward to say it yourself. The majority of Americans, including Democrats, now realize you are a sexual predator who has never been brought to justice." The statement in question, tweeted by Clinton's press secretary Angela Urrea, says, "President Clinton knows nothing about the terrible crimes Jeffrey Epstein pleaded guilty to in Florida some years ago, or those with which he has been recently charged in New York." This after the controversial financier, formerly an associate of Clinton, pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking charges in Manhattan federal court. In the case, Epstein allegedly sexually exploited and abused dozens of minor girls at his homes in New York, Palm Beach, and other locations. The indictment also charges that Epstein paid some of his alleged victims to recruit more underage girls. In October 2016, Breitbart News released an exclusive video interview in which Broderick recounted to this reporter what she described as the life-changing experience of being raped by Clinton. The emotional YouTube video has since garnered over 1 million views. Yesterday, this reporter documented a list of 6 major problems with Clinton's full statement on Epstein. Below, in no particular order, is that list again. 1. Clinton's statement claims a total of 4 trips on Epstein's private jet amid widespread reports of many more trips. One portion of Clinton's statement, via his spokesperson, reads, "In 2002 and 2003, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, one to Europe, one to Asia, and two to Africa, which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation." The statement failed to mention documentation reportedly evidencing many more trips with Epstein on the financier's airplane. Fox News previously reported flight records show that from 2001 to 2003 Clinton took at least 26 trips aboard Epstein's jet, dubbed the Lolita Express, Newsweek reported. In 2015, Gawker released the flight logbooks for Epstein's Gulfstream and the Lolita Express 727. Bill Clinton is among the prominent people listed in the flight logs, having took several trips on the Lolita Express with a softcore porn actress listed under massages in Epstein's address book, also published by Gawker. Clinton shared 11 flights aboard the Lolita Express with Maxwell and Epstein's former assistant Sarah Kellen, who has been accused in court filings of recruiting young girls, acting as a pimp on Epstein's behalf. On multiple flights, additional women, listed in the flight logs by their first name or the simple descriptor female, joined Clinton aboard Epstein's plane. 2. Clinton's statement leaves out that the former president was reportedly on the airplane with Epstein himself. The statement that in 2002 and 2003, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane seems to imply that Clinton utilized the airplane itself but conspicuously fails to mention whether Epstein was on board. According to numerous reports, Clinton was a frequent flyer on the pervert's private airplane, traveling with Epstein and unidentified women numerous times. Epstein's fleet reportedly included a Boeing 727-200 passenger jet that normally seats nearly 200 but was modified for private use. Fox News reported Epstein's plane was outfitted with a bed where passengers had group sex with young girls. 3. Clinton's statement claims that his Secret Service detail was present on every leg of every trip with Epstein. Yet numerous reports allege that Clinton ditched his assigned Secret Service agents on some flights. His office's statement reads, "In 2002 and 2003, President Clinton took a total of 4 trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, one to Europe, one to Asia, and two to Africa, which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation. Staff, supporters of the foundation, and his Secret Service detail traveled on every leg of every trip." Fox News reported records show Clinton apparently ditching his Secret Service detail for at least 5 of the flights, since no agents' names appeared on the manifest. investigative journalist Conchita Sarnoff, executive director of Alliance to Rescue Victims of Trafficking, stated, "I know from the pilot logs, and these are pilot logs that you know were written by different pilots and at different times that Clinton went. He was a guest of Epstein's 27 times. She added that many of those times Clinton had his Secret Service with him and many times he did not. 4. Clinton's statement does not mention that some of the trips reportedly encompassed multiple legs with several other possible flights. The Asia trip alone, which flight records show occurred between May 22 and May 25, 2002, was reportedly a five-leg trip. According to Fox News, flight records show Clinton flying to such destinations as Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, Brunei, London, New York, the Azores, Belgium, Norway, Russia, and Africa. 5. Clinton denies traveling to Epstein's so-called Orgy Island. One Epstein accuser disputes that claim. Clinton's statement says the ex-president has never been to Little St. James Island, Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, or his residence in Florida. Epstein accuser Virginia Roberts Giuffre claimed in an affidavit that she saw Clinton on Epstein's private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Her claim has not been corroborated. 6. Clinton has a long history of credibility issues regarding claims about his mistreatment of women. Clinton famously claimed of Monica Lewinsky, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman," but was later impeached by the House of Representatives for lying under oath about this relationship with the White House in turn. He also denied credible sexual assault accusations from Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey, among others. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.